It's $7. In fact, I have tickets.
Wow.
But I don't have them with me.
Well, you got to come back by then.
But the tickets are $7. And if they don't have a salad, then you don't need it. If they don't have the salad you want, then you don't need it.
Yeah.
Because that's how it'll be.
This is kind of like the library as our soup day. This is kind of like the whole salad day sort of thing.
Yeah. And they'll have all kinds of salads. If you can think of it, they've got it.
Well, that's great.
And this is a big fundraiser for the Salvation Army ladies, our community service volunteers, because they use this money to help the backpack program that they do it in when the kids start to school. They use it for other things to buy food. Just all kinds of different things, food for the pantry so that we can take care of people. When people come to the door at the Salvation Army and they need food, we don't ever turn them away.
Well, that's great. Where is this event going to be held?
It'll be at First Baptist Church.
Yep.
That's at 9th and Elm,
yep.
just a block away from
it. Yeah, we can hit it with a rock.
Yeah, and it'll start at 11 until 1.
Great.
On the 11th, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, 11th.
Isn't it April 11th?
Yep, that's a Tuesday.
That's a Tuesday, yes it is. And so we hope that Coffeyville will just come out. You know, you got to eat somewhere.
That's right.
And to get a salad and drink and everything, and you know, that's pretty good. That's well worth the coming for. And on top of that, you're going to be making a difference, helping others, and because that money stays here to bless our community. And so we just thank God for our ladies. They work so hard to do what they do to make a difference, to meet needs for people. And so we're thankful for them.
Oh, absolutely. No, that's a great event. And, you know, we appreciate all the work that y'all do all year round. Because it's not, the Salvation Army just doesn't come out of hiding once a year for ringing.
That's true. That's absolutely true. And it's almost every year at Christmas time, somebody will say, is Salvation Army still here in Coffeyville?
Right. Yeah.
Because usually that's the only time people see it. But the people have need. They know where we are.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And they come. And we try to help as much as we can to do what we do. And we partner with a lot of other groups here in town. To get things accomplished. And so we're thankful for all of that.
Well, and Joe, we talk a lot about, we just had John Vest of the Amateur Radio Club on yesterday. Did you know that there is a branch of hams who do for Saturn? It's the Salvation Army ham radio group. And they actually do on the air. They actually transmit emergency health and welfare messages and that sort of thing.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so there's all sorts of aspects of it around. So.
Oh, yeah. They help out in disasters.
You know,
there's tornadoes and such, or floods.
Sure.
Where the Salvation Army is there to help. I remember here, it's been several years ago, maybe even in excess of 10 years ago, we used to have what was called a canteen.
Okay.
And it was a vehicle just about like the Coffeyville coffee vehicle.
Okay, okay.
Only it was for the Salvation Army. And we went out to the site of a tornado over around Parsons. We actually went to Erie and my wife Carolyn and Jerry Eden set up a place where people could come to get assistance, you know. And then I also took the canteen out to different places and we took meals and water and just helped out as all we could. And that was exciting.
Yeah, that's great.
To do that.
You know, it makes you feel like you're making a big difference in
and,
that
and you know what? I never heard one person who may have lost their home or lost something, I never heard them complain one time. They were just thankful that their family was safe. And I thought, you know, that was fantastic.
You know, and that's the thing. And I think about this every time we have severe weather, which is weird. But you know, I'll grab you know, I'll come over here to the radio station, for instance. I grab my dog, I grab a backpack with some boots, some jeans, and some dog food, and I look around and I'm looking at anything else I want to take, and I'm like, not really, which is weird. But that's one of the things that, as we live in the Midwest, we have to kind of face our own reality.
Yes.
And as we think about severe weather season and that sort of thing, we have to come to grips with the fact that, yeah, we could lose all of this at any time. And it's kind of a weird thing to kind of step back and think of. But I'm like, you kind of have to be okay with losing that, just making sure that you have everything that's, you know, important, and letting go. And so as long as it's just one of those kind of wild things.
It's been several years ago, but there was a tornado, sirens went out. We have one right in our back, almost in our backyard. So
yeah.
When the siren goes off, the dog moans and groans and barks and carries on. But when the sirens went off one evening, and my neighbors next door, on either side, came down in the basement with us, and we stayed down there till. And I think my son and his family came over too. So we had quite a few people down there, and I think there was some creatures too, some animals as well. But anyway, yeah, that's. It's nice to know that you got a place to go like that, really close.
I just have this under this desk is about all I got. So that's about it. But hey, it should do the job.
Oh yeah. Well, listen, I'm sure thankful for the opportunity. I never intended to come in and speak on the air, but thank you for this opportunity.
That's how it rolls around here. So we just kind of roll with it. So.
Well, we thank you, and it's great that here a while back, I picked up the newspaper, and it had my picture on the front page, and I had been out at the Brown Mansion singing, playing my guitar, and it called me Coffeyville Icon.
You kind of are.
And so at that time, my wife was helping me out down there because it was during the Christmas campaign. And I said, honey, get that dictionary up there and see what an icon is.
Ah, that's great.
But anyway, that was funny.
Yeah.
But anyway, I'm glad that it when I go places, I've got some credibility as well as some notoriety.
you certainly do. Well, we salute you as another one of our great volunteers, and here's your bell back.
Hey, thank you.
We'll bring it back next
Christmas.
I will.
Yes, I will. Okay. I'll bring this back to you at Christmas time and leave it with you so you can ring it again.
Man,
thanks
listen
again.
To that. That's a ring, a professional ringer right there. You can hear it. All right, Mr. Joe Brooks, I appreciate you coming in.
God bless you. Thanks.
All right, you have a good one. And hey, we got more open line coming up right after this.